Hey, thanks for joining me. This is Matt Stoutenberg with Peak Power, where we try to make the concept of solar simple for you to understand.
That was easy.
And what we're going to talk about today is to battery or not to battery. And one of the phrases that I have that I like to say that I coined is, think of battery like luggage. When you buy luggage, does it have clothes in it, or do you need to go to Nordstrom's and buy more clothes to put in the luggage? That's what a battery is. A lot of people think batteries are for backup power, and they can be used for that, but that is not really the primary focus of what batteries are designed for when it comes to energy storage. Now, net metering is something that I've talked about in another video, which you can go watch, but net metering is the idea of your meter spinning backwards and utilizing the utility's power grid as the storage device. So that when solar is producing power, you are not using it, you sell that power back to the grid, and then at night when the sun goes down and your system goes into standby, you then buy that power back from the utility, preferably at a cheaper rate. So in essence, with net metering, you're selling the stock high during the day, buying it back low during the night every day. Sounds like a good stock investment to me. Buy it, sell it high, buy it low. Well, what batteries are really their place in this whole energy smart grid situation is called load shifting, not backup power, load shifting. So for a second here, let's come over to this chart right here, cameraman, and we will talk about as net metering incentives go away, this is when your solar is producing, but you're not home using it. So technically the blue is what you would be selling back to the grid during time of use. And then the sun goes down and you come home, kids come home from school, turn on the lights, start making dinner, start doing homework, and your consumption goes up. Well, as net metering incentives go away, batteries will become A, less expensive because they will be start to be purchased, but B, they will load shifting is the whole purpose and they will become more useful. What you'll do with a battery is rather than selling this power back to the grid with net metering, you'll store this power in your batteries so that you can deplete the batteries at night during the peaks and in the morning. Now, speculating here, but this is what we anticipate to happen with time of use. Right now, you see we've got between 12 and 8 p.m. here on this scale. That is currently the peak hours, depending on the utility that you're in. San Diego Gas and Electric is noon to 6. Southern California Edison is 2 to 8. In the years to come, what we anticipate happening is they're going to shift that peak hours to when the sun is not producing power. So therefore, batteries will then be a viable option. As of this filming, right now, not necessarily. Before you go too far, take this camera over to here, and let's just give a quick example of what batteries do. We've got solar panels here. They collect the light, come in here. The inverter will invert that power at real time into electricity for the house to use. Now, you can also divert some of that power over into these batteries and store it so that when the sun goes down and we draw an X over these solar panels and your peak hours with the utility are in place, you can shift to start depleting these batteries and they will run through the inverter and to the household power. So, in essence, the batteries, if you are going to fill these batteries, you're going to either be filling them with solar power production or you can fill them from the grid. Either way, you are going to be paying for this system to fill those batteries or paying from the utility to fill those batteries. The point of the story is this. Batteries are not backup power. Batteries are load shifting, peak time of use, demand response control devices. I realize that's a mouthful. Rewind. Listen to that again. They are peak power, demand response control devices. If you want backup power for a power outage, that's a generator. Let's talk about that in a separate video. As always, thanks for joining me. Keep it locked in here, and I hope I made this simple and easy for you. That's our goal.